Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my bill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this bitch is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too smart. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Truth picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a ghost. Look, hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. February 21st, 2019. I bring to you up and coming tag team. From OVW, the tag team of Leonidas and Maximus Khan, King's Ransom.
Hey, thanks for having us, man.
What up, dog?
Yes. Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yeah, that was our childhood dream, becoming pro wrestlers ever since seeing, you know, The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels. We fell in love with it at an early age, and that was our dream job.
Awesome. And also, what was like also before wrestling, playing football?
As we got older, we kind of faded away from wrestling as we got into high school, and that's when we really were focused on football and basketball and stuff like that. And we were pursuing that very heavily, and then. After we kind of got away from that, we moved out to Las Vegas and got into the modeling and the bodybuilding and the fitness world. And then a strange way, wrestling found its way back to us, and it was like we fell in love again. And ever since then, we're chasing the dream again.
Yes, awesome. And who did you idolize in the wrestling business during that time?
who we really idolized, I would say, is the Legion of Doom, tag team-wise. We love their look, their gimmick, their intensity, the character. It just hooked us. You know, the shoulder pads, the spikes, all of that, we loved it. And they were really a huge inspiration behind everything that we do in wrestling. We are very big Hardy Boy fans. Matt and Jeff, the brother thing, you know, me and my tag team partner, he's my brother. So we definitely felt a connection with them as well. As far as singles wrestlers go, the guy, he's my favorite, The Undertaker. He was the man. I mean, he speaks for itself. His name speaks for itself. Big Shawn Michaels fan as well. And then, of course, you know, you got The Rock, Stone Cold, Attitude Era. So there were a lot of people that influenced us, definitely. But I would definitely say probably number one, because since we're a tag team, I'd say Legion of Doom.
Awesome. Yes, one of the best tag teams out there, Legends.
Definitely, definitely.
Yes. What was it like training at OVW?
OVW has been a great experience. We just got here in September, moved from Vegas, and the lineage speaks for itself. We're in here right now, actually. We have training. And we're sitting in here just looking at all the pictures of all the superstars that have came through here. And it's very unbelievable that we're here now with them. So it's definitely an honor. And it's exciting. We have a lot of big things coming up for OVW. And, we're excited. We love it. Al Snow, he's a great, great teacher. We learned so much from him. And it's been a great experience so far.
Yes, he's definitely a good trainer, basically, and he took over the lineage of Danny Davis, basically.
Yes, sir.
What was it like going to the WWE Performance Center for the first time?
That was an amazing experience. I will say, you know, we have a football background, you know, basketball, everything like that. But that three-day experience, that three-day tryout was probably one of the most physically demanding things that we've ever done. That definitely was an experience, something we'll never forget. But that's kind of what sparked our passion. And what forced us to, you know, fall in love with wrestling all over again. So it was a great experience. Got to meet some great people, great coaches, and just being in that atmosphere, you know, at the WWE where these were here, you know, we were there. It was amazing.
Yes, definitely. We could definitely see both of y'all back in WWE. Anything can happen, basically. This show has been a platform for other indie wrestlers to later sign on to major companies, basically. It's been a luck charm, basically.
Yes, sir. That's been our dream, like I said, since we were kids. And anything that we do, we give it our all. So getting into it, that's always been the main goal, is to make it to the top. So if we ever get that, when we get that opportunity, it'll be a dream come true, definitely.
Yes. And what's your thoughts on also Triple H?
Triple H, he is the game. He's the man. He's going to be taking over for Vince here soon. So he is Vince's grooming to take over. Ton of respect for him. He was amazing, amazing entertainer, amazing wrestler. And hopefully one day soon we'll have the chance to meet him personally and work for him.
Yes, definitely. He's basically the best GM out there, senior vice president of talent relations in the business ever since he took over, basically.
Yeah, he is. He definitely is.
Yes. What was your thoughts of your first ever tag team match?
Our first ever tag team match. I would say it actually went pretty well for being our first match. I know D'Lo Brown, one of our coaches from Vegas, was telling us that, you know, our first match was a lot better than his first match ever. So that definitely felt good to hear that coming from him and from other people congratulating us on that. But looking back, we were nervous, man. It's very nerve-wracking. Get those butterflies in your stomach, and it's just a new experience. But we fell in love with it, like I said, once again, and we were excited. The adrenaline, there's nothing like that feeling of walking through the curtain and performing in front of all those people. It was a great experience. And we just knew, you know, that we did, from hearing other people, we did a good job, but we just knew that, you know, we had to get better and better. And ever since then, we've just been looking to improve every match that we have. But that was definitely, I'll never forget that, our first match.
What was it like working with Santana Jackson also?
Oh, man, that was a great time. That was a really great time. I mean, obviously the video went viral, which I did not expect to happen, but that was a show, you know, in Las Vegas for FSW, Future Stars of Wrestling. And it was funny because we actually weren't scheduled to tag with him. It was supposed to be Kenny King and him, but Kenny, I think, hurt himself in the show a few days prior. So since our name was, you know, King's Ransom, they threw us in there with him, and basically the rest was history. You know, the video went viral. We had a great time. Everybody loved it. Santana Jackson, he's a great dude. Really good dude. If you're ever in Vegas, go check out his show. And yeah, man, it was great. His show it's called MJ Live at the Stratosphere Hotel. Definitely check that out.
Yes, definitely amazing, and so much. Basically, the king of pop of wrestling and also entertainment, basically, and he's been getting a lot of popularity everywhere, even appearances on Impact Wrestling. Also, they showed his video also.
Oh yeah, man, that's awesome. Like I said, we didn't expect it to blow up like it did, but I'm definitely glad whoever that was that recorded that. I'm definitely happy that it did blow up like that. You know, we see it was everywhere. You know, everywhere we'll go, and there's people that'll you know stop us and say, "Hey, were you those guys in that video tagging with the Michael Jackson DDT guy?" I'm like, "Yeah, that was us." So, you know, we had that little bit of fame, but it was definitely a good time, man, and there's big things in store for him and as well as us. So we just, you know, want to take that momentum and keep riding with it.
Yes. What's your thoughts of winning tag team straps for the first time from OVW?
Well, we haven't done that yet. Right now, we're feuding with the War King, so you know we're looking to take over as champion soon. But we can't wait. We can't wait for the opportunity. Like I said, we came here for one reason and one reason only, and that's to be the best And to be the best, you obviously have to be champions. So we're so looking forward to that opportunity and representing OVW as the tag team champions, and just knowing the lineage of, you know, who's been tag team champions here, it would be a huge honor for us, and definitely something we would never forget.
Yes. Yeah, Crimson and Jax is basically definitely a good tag team that used to be part of Impact Wrestling also. They heavy hitters also.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your thoughts of working with the Hernandez brothers?
The Hernandez brothers, they're big, strong guys. We like getting in the ring with them. You know, they're big, rough, strong guys, but hey, they're not as big and rough as we are. So we love the competition. We love getting in there. Whoever we're in there with, we look to destroy them. You know, we're King's Ransom. We're part man, part lion. You know, we're fearless. And if they ever want to get in the ring with us again, they know where to find us. But yeah, it was a great competition, you know, working with them in the ring.
Yes. Who came up with the mask designs basically for your tag team?
What really happened with that was we had started wrestling, had a few matches, and you know, we were going by a different name and had kind of a different gimmick, but we really weren't feeling it. It didn't feel like us. And, you know, we were just starting out trying to figure out our identity and find out who we are. And it was actually D'Lo Brown, or D'Lo, our coach, that, you know, we were talking to, trying to brainstorm ideas. And he pretty much just told us to think back of, you know, what would have caught our eye and what would we have liked when we were kids. And then that sparked a lot of ideas, and it was actually my brother and I, we were sitting in the car at night in Vegas, getting ready to go into the gym, and we just started brainstorming ideas and taking things from our past, things that we've done, things that we like, and we just kind of had one of those creative sessions where the creative juices started flowing. We started thinking of more ideas and more ideas, and, you know, we've never stopped. We continue to, you know, grow and think of more ideas every day, but that session right before the gym was really what really sparked that. You know, listening to D'Lo and thinking about what we would like as kids, and that what we created is us basically. So yeah, man, we just got an idea and just started rolling with it and kept progressing and thinking of more and more things, and you know, here we are.
Yes, and there is also that D'Lo Brown was definitely at the Impact tapings doing some producing work, also backstage work doing this week basically in Las Vegas basically at the Las Vegas tapings.
Oh yeah, D'Lo, he knows his stuff, man. Just being able to pick his brain and learn different things from him, not even things in the ring, but, you know, the way that he books stuff and agenting different things, it's just an honor and, you know, surreal experience. You know, we looked up to him as kids watching him. You know, we had his action figure, so being able to talk to him and him be kind of like a father figure and like a mentor with us, for us in wrestling, it's priceless.
Yes. Yes, he's definitely is a good coach and a very very good talent in the wrestling business with a lot of charisma.
Oh yeah.
Also, what's your thoughts of working your first ladder match?
Man, that was an experience. That definitely was an experience going into it. You know, a little nervous just because you've never done it before. And then especially having this, you know, not only being a ladder match, but it being a triple threat tag ladder match inside of a cage, inside of a Hell in a Cell. So that can be a little, you know, a little intimidating at first. But it was a great experience. We came out on top, you know, got some bumps and bruises, but we love it, you know. We got the win, and that's all that matters. It was a great experience. The crowd was awesome, and we can now say that we've, you know, won a ladder match now. Yeah, man, it was a great experience.
Definitely one of the toughest matches to be in, ladder matches, definitely. Once you feel the when it's over with, basically, and recovery time and like that for a while.
Oh yeah.
Also, what was it like also working with the Void?
The Void, it was very cool working with them. You know, they're creepy and strange and weird and demonic, but they have a very good gimmick. It was very, you know, challenging working with them. Because they're very they're very unconventional, and you know, getting to work with Crazy Steve, who's been around, it's definitely an honor. It's definitely had a good time with that. The Void, they have. I like it. I like it. They're great at what they do. You know, being scary and weird and all that stuff. And there's, you know, endless combinations of who we've wrestled, you know, within their group. But it was cool working with them, definitely.
Yes, definitely. OVW put together like the best tag teams basically out there, including y'all basically and. Y'all basically have the it factor, definitely, and is they know how to groom talent, definitely OVW for years, from John Cena to Batista and others.
Oh yeah, definitely. The lineage is strong here, and we're looking to, you know, with Al just buying it and taking over, we're looking to get it back to what it once was. And we have some very big things on the way, so stay tuned.
Yes. Are y'all up to date with the current product of WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, or even Impact?
Yeah, we try to stay up to date. It's a little tough, you know, because we have our own program and our own show that we have to, you know, be invested into 100%. So trying to keep up with all of it, you know, we try to watch it when we can. But I really like, you know, NXT is doing very well. They have a ton of talented guys, you know, SmackDown, Raw. We try to catch it when we can, try to stay up to date with it. And then especially with, you know, All Elite, with what they're doing, we've definitely been paying attention to that. And we love what they're doing and bringing that competition back, you know, like the old Monday Night Wars. I think there's a lot of big things in store for them. And I just think that makes competition, that makes all companies better. So we really look forward to seeing where that goes.
Yes, and AEW definitely affiliated with their owners, with the Jacksonville Jaguar owners, basically. A touch of football right there. And we also seen it right now with Impact Wrestling working with NFL alumni Las Vegas right there. And they just mentioned about Oakland Raiders coming to Las Vegas soon. And you never know, that these NFL teams might buy into wrestling, basically. Like
You never know, man. It could definitely happen.
Right. Definitely happen. That can be like a game, like a huge game changer right there.
Oh yeah. And I love it. I love, like I said, I love the competition. I loved, you know, when there was still WCW, it made all products better because of the competition. I think the same thing is going to happen with All Elite, and it's going to create more opportunities for all of us, you know, wrestlers. So I think it's great for the business.
Yes, definitely great for the business. More opportunity out there, more jobs for the guys and girls. Definitely, and even New Japan bringing their dojos over here also, and touring the U.S. and looking for recruits also. And
yeah, that's always an option too. You know, New Japan is a very hot spot for wrestling. So yeah, that's another one. You know, the competition is picking up definitely.
Yes. Y'all have any interest in ever going to places like Japan, like UK or Mexico one day?
Yeah, definitely. We're open to, you know, any opportunity. I think that would be a great, great experience. You know, some of our coaches have been in all those places, and they've had nothing but good things to say, and they loved it. So, you know, whatever opportunity comes our way, you know, we're going to take full advantage of it.
Yes. Definitely, it's amazing over there in Japan with the dojos, basically, to learn so much more, like, from the business and even and other techniques at the dojo also.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Also, would you like to plug anything for the listeners out there for upcoming shows or anything that's coming up?
Yeah, definitely. We actually have a March 2nd. We have, it's called Clash at the Bluegrass. We have a big pay-per-view that we're actually doing, combining with Impact Wrestling, and that's going to be here at OVW, 4400 Shepherdsville Road, you know, Louisville, Kentucky. So, you know, it's going to be a very big pay-per-view. Some of the Impact stars have actually, you know, started to invade OVW in the, you know, these, if you are keeping up with the TV episodes. So we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be huge. It's going to be great. If you're in the area, definitely come check that out. 6:30, doors open. March 2nd, it's going to be huge, and King's Ransom is going to be there, and I promise you, you're not going to want to miss it.
Definitely check that out also, and ladies and gentlemen, check them out at OVW-TV also, well-produced show, good wrestling, definitely is worth watching.
Yes, sir. Will not be disappointed.
Yes. Yes. Maximus and Leon, Nautis, it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling F Factor Radio. You can come back anytime for the, to the show.
All right, we appreciate it, man. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yes, it's an honor. Good luck with your upcoming shows, and y'all just have an amazing night.
Thank you, man. You do the same.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was King's Ransom. Yes, if you want to know more on the show or the latest downloads, it's up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingFFactorRadio or Facebook fan page at Wrestling F Factor Radio / F Factor Entertainment Radio. Yes, for Tommy Two Chips and Wayne Benitez and the rest of the staff at Wrestling F Factor, wish you all a good night. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, middle finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kurt Hennig. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass out. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, truth picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm private niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline. Like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or nah? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas tweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.